This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Chinese President Xi Jinping made a rare visit to a hospital in Beijing Monday to talk with the medical staff as the number of deaths from the coronavirus outbreak in China topped 900. AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
The mainland death toll has now risen by 97 to just over 900 in the 24 hours through midnight Sunday, with over 3,000 new cases reported. This is up 15% from Saturday and breaks a string of daily declines. A government spokesman has said those declines showed containment measures were successful. Meanwhile, the operator of a cruise ship quarantine in Yokohama near Tokyo says an additional 66 cases were found aboard. This is in addition to 70 reported earlier. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. law enforcement officials say four members of the Chinese military may have been charged with hacking the computer networks of U.S. credit rating giant Equifax and stealing the country's trade secrets and the personal data of nearly half of all Americans. U.S. Attorney General William Barr.
The hackers obtained the names, birth dates, and social security numbers of nearly 150 million Americans and the driver's licenses of at least 10 million Americans.
This is only the second time federal prosecutors have charged members of the Chinese military, and it comes amid heightened U.S. concerns about Chinese economic espionage and the theft of intellectual property. Turkish officials have told a visiting Russian delegation that attacks on Turkish observation posts in northwestern Syria must stop immediately. Earlier, Ankara said Russian-backed Syrian government forces had killed five Turkish soldiers. The troops are in Syria to help stem a Syrian offensive to retake the last rebel-held area. You're listening to VOA News.